Welcome to a special edition of Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz. On today's program, we remember the legendary Eartha Kitt, who passed away in 2008. Kitt rose from humble beginnings to find international stardom as an actress, singer, and cabaret performer. She joined Marion in 1993 and started off the show talking about her role as Catwoman in the Batman television series.
Wow. Which everyone seems to be recognizing me as these days.
Well, sure.
A Catwoman.
Well, you were the first Catwoman on
Marion, I don't know if I was the first one or not, because I was not in America when they started shooting that Batman series for television. But I enjoyed doing that character.
Well, there's so much that you've done, and I know people love to hear life stories, and so I found it so fascinating that you came from South Carolina, but it sounds as if you had a really rough time as a child, and then you were shipped off to live with an aunt. I mean, did you have really a rotten time down there in South Carolina?
Yes, because you're not the right color. You're not black enough to be black, and you're not white enough to be white, and they call you a yellow gal, and they make fun of you. I was given away by my mother because she wanted to marry a black man who said, I don't want that yellow gal in my house, because he already had 5 or 6 children or something like that.
My God, how terrible.
Well, that's the way it was in those days.
Yeah.
And you get given to a family, a black family who had teenage children who sort of use you as a toy in any form or fashion that they felt desirous of.
So then you went to Harlem, but it seems like you probably became street smart in a hurry there, because then you joined Katherine Dunham. Wasn't that your first actual job with the dance?
Yes, in the entertainment world, yes. I did it as a joke. I had no intention of getting into show business.
Really?
As a matter of fact, I'm constantly thinking if I was to decide what it is that I would like to be, actually, I wouldn't know what it would be, except I think I like teaching very much, because I think I'm very much into philosophy, and all of the books that I have read on philosophy, such as the Greek philosophy and the Oriental philosophy, basically it's actually Christianity, and the philosophy of the thinkers are basically do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And if you live a decent life and you pass that decency of your lifestyle onto others around you, you won't have any problems, really, in life with yourself with the relationships.
Have you done any teaching?
I teach sometimes dancing. I've done that here in New York, and I've done it in Australia. And it's fun to do body movement for the stage, particularly. I used to do that for James Dean, body language for the stage. If I was home more often than I am at the moment, I think I would start that again. I used to do it at the Singers Forum here with Andy Anselmo and that organization of his, which I liked very much.
Isn't that wonderful for kids? I mean, that's great to have somebody like you guide them, get them started.
Well, I get a lot of fan mail to ask me to teach them, teenagers as well as young kids, because I did a lot of that for the young kids in Watts, in Los Angeles. That's where I have this Kittsville organization.
Oh, what's it called?
Kittsville. Kittsville.
Fantastic. Well, you have children of your own, do you?
I only have one child. I'm a grandmother, so now I can say I've got two children.
I heard you have had a very beautiful daughter who is a model.
Well, she was a model. Now she's very busy being a mother and also taking care of Eartha Kitt's projects.
Oh, my goodness.
So she's working for her mother now.
Now, back to your earlier life, it sounds so glamorous. Orson Welles became very fascinated with you and put you into a show of his.
Yes, and everybody seemed to think it was a love affair. It was not a love affair. It was artistic.
Attraction. No, I didn't necessarily think that.
Well, not you, Marion, but every time somebody mentions Orson Welles and Eartha Kitt, and he says she's the most exciting woman in the world, people believe that I was having an affair with this man. I was a very young girl. And people like Orson Welles, Ruby Rosa, and all of those terribly international personalities.
Oh, Ruby Rosa, the playboy.
Yes, but they had tremendous respect for very young girls whom they just wanted to be seen with, because I was becoming a name in France at the time. So there was no love affair. I worked with these people. And Austin was a very exciting man to work with. He scared the devil out of me, but he was very exciting to work with.
Well, look at the things he's done. I mean, I would think it was great to be in any project of his. Good heavens, a man was such a genius.
Yes.
Did you ever play in the Mars Club in Paris?
We used to go there to sing a song for a hamburger.
Oh, really?
I wasn't actually contracted for that place.
I just heard of it. I never was in there.
Yeah, that was one of the places where we American kids used to go and get something that tasted like America. We couldn't afford to buy a hamburger, so we sang a song. And I think one of the songs I sang there was God Bless the Child that
Oh, couldn't we do that today?
Yeah. Oh, yes. You want to do that now?
Yes, I would love to.
I hope I remember the words.
All right.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Rich relations give a touch of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have.
I know I don't have all this in chronological order. You did work. You worked in a movie with Nat Cole, one of my all-time favorites. Wasn't he one of yours too?
Yes.
Don't you love that man?
Oh, I love that man. I don't think anyone has ever come up to being the kind of talent that man has. I don't care whom you have out there. Nat King Cole was not only a fantastic artist vocally, jazz pianist wise, and he was such a gentleman.
I know.
You don't find those kind of people all in one body anymore.
No,
I wish the devil that we still had those kind of people around now.
But well, did you do
one
songs
of
with him? I mean, the film was what?
St. Louis Blues.
St. Louis Blues. Well, did you do that song or no? What did you do?
I hate to see. Oh my goodness! I might have to remember that. All right, go ahead, Marion. St. Louis woman with a diamond ring pulls my man around by her apron string. If it wasn't for powder and a store-bought hair, that man of mine wouldn't have gone nowhere, nowhere. I got the St. Louis blues, just as blue as I can be.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Save America's Treasures, a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Parks Service, Department of the Interior, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.